I was breathing so slow. I am going to die today. I crawled slowly, and Bola walked majestically behind me. My hand picked a weapon, and I turned immediately to him. If you come close, Bola, I will kill you. He had a smirk on his face. The psychopath. He took a step closer. I'm warning you, Bola. I will kill you, I shouted. He took another step. A bullet was sent to his chest. I couldn't believe my eyes. Bola was dead. I heard footsteps across the hall and suddenly, it stopped on my door. It was visiting day at Kirikiri prison. The cell's gate opened and the female police officer came in. Person can't find you, she said as she handcuffed me. My eyes were wide open. She laughed. You said shock. You shocked me too. Who? I asked her. Me, I don't know. She dey elderly sharp. Make you go check by yourself. You go drop something for me later, oh, cause na favor I do for you so. Other officers no go help you, oh, she said. She followed me behind. I didn't even answer her. I just walked to the visitor's room. I had no one in mind that would come to visit. It's been a year and 4 months since I have been here, and not a soul has come to look for me. My head was down as I walked down the hall. Banke! I heard my name as soon as I walked into the visitor's room. I raised my head. Eh? Are my eyes deceiving me? Abi, am I in a dream? I asked myself as I saw the person standing before me. Mama. She had not changed. She was wearing a faded orange wrapper with a blue blouse. Mama could wear anything. On her leg, she had a black shoe, which I had given her on her 57th birthday. Her black purse was placed in its regular place, under her armpit. She looked at me. Why are you doing like you saw a ghost? She tried to joke, but I could feel the pain in her voice. The tears. She used her eyes to assess me. Ha, Banke! What have they done to you? My God! I have used my own hands to kill my daughter. She kept her hands on her head, slapping her feet to the ground like a typical Yoruba woman. Mama, I called in a shaky voice. Shoti Jeo, have you eaten? Do they bully you? Soro! She panicked as she saw my swollen mouth. It was not from a fight. I was getting sick. Now I should talk, Abi. All the years I was talking, you were taking their side. Now you want me to talk? No wahala, Mama. I will talk. I have eaten. I am not bullied. Oya kilo de tiwa onibi. Why are you here? You have eaten all their money, Abi? I asked her, sitting down. She sat on the chair opposite me and kept her hands on the table. She was still slapping her feet to the ground. Banke, Mama cried. I failed as a mother. I know it. I was taken by material things and I didn't even listen to my own egg. Ah! Motimo B, she shouted, hitting her stomach with her two hands. I am a witch. Banke, forgive your mother, Ejo. Mama went on her knees crying. Everyone in the visiting room turned to stare at us. Ajani me, I am a witch. Curse me, but please forgive me, Omolara Ejo. Mama, I said, looking down at her, she was still kneeling down. Please get up. Rara, I will not get up, oh, she cried. I have caused you pain. I can never forgive myself, but forgive me. Mama, get up, oh. Me, I will leave you in this place. She got up quickly, dusting her knee and sitting down. You cannot come here after how many months, cause a sin and demand forgiveness. Why are you blaming yourself for me being in jail? Nobody pushed me to do what I did. I did it myself. If I had listened to you in the first place. Ah! She cried. If I took you away from those wicked people, it wouldn't have gotten to this. Mama was crying seriously. I was trying my best not to cry. Truly, if she had just listened to me, I thought to myself as tears rolled down my cheek. It has happened. I am the one to be blamed, I said. Mama looked at me. Omolara ma se paro fun mi, she said. What did she mean by I should not lie to her? I saw your journal, she added, bringing out a book from a haggard looking purse. She dropped it on the table and pushed it towards my direction. Bange Omolara Adeoye. I saw your journal and I know who killed Bola. Eh? My heart skipped a beat as I saw the book. I had so many journals, all with the same cover. I prayed in my heart that it wasn't the one I was thinking, the one I hoped nobody ever saw, the one I wanted to destroy before the police came. I opened the book in front of me. I stared at Mama and she nodded, giving me a go-ahead to open. I opened slowly, praying it was not the one. I turned over to the back of the book where I had my last story. To be sure, it wasn't the journal and Mama had no idea of what she claimed she knew. My mouth fell apart as my eyes caught the title. The story I hid from the world. Dear Mama, please take care of Jumoke for me. How did we get here? I asked myself as I watched him snore in his deep sleep. I looked at him with disgust all over my face. How did we go from loving ourselves to hating ourselves so much? As days passed, it was even harder for me. I couldn't be it. I hated him so much and I wanted to kill him. I took a deep breath and looked at our wall clock just up the right corner of our room. It was past 3 a.m. Next to it was our wedding picture frame. I still can't believe I used to love this man. We have been married for 7 years and we had a girl who was going to be 6 tomorrow. I mean, today. He used to be the sweetest. Bola was the kindest being I had ever known. I adored him. He was my best friend. I remember walking up to meet him in my 300 level in university. Hey Bola, so I've been meaning to tell you this. I had stammered. I was shy. He looked down at me because he was really tall. I like you. Can we go out? I had asked him. He smiled at me and held my hand. I could hear my friends cheering me from behind. They were the ones that gave me the morale in the first place. If not, I chop lion liver. Somehow I want to pray for God to punish them, but it wasn't their fault. I told them I liked him and as good friends, they just pushed me to get him myself instead of sulking and watching from behind. But even though, who sent their message? Eh? Now I'm the only one in this mess. Ah, God. Last, only you waka come for this life, oh. We used to be the Godwin couples. Now look at us. Bala will come home late. Bring women to the house. Drink, smoke, and beat the hell out of me. I am even sitting here writing this with a punctured rib and black eye. Me, Banke, I have suffered. I sobbed. He rolled on the bed and stretched. I had woken him up.
What is all this, Banke? I cannot sleep in my own house again. Why are you doing like a witch, this woman? Oh yeah, leave this room, he shouted.
Ha! I didn't know I was loud, I said, wiping my eyes and going on my knees. My husband, please don't be angry. He hissed.
Let me not hear anything from you again. Nothing.
You will not hear anything from.
It is like you are mad. Oya, get out of this room. Get out.
Bola, please. I was crying. How did he get so angry at me so easily? It is even becoming harder to please him. Is he really trying to frustrate me, Abi? Does he want me to live his life pata pata?
Banke, get out of this room,
he said, throwing a pillow at me. I got up quickly. I beg, before he turns me to punching bag, let me leave. I have not even recovered from the recent beating, which was last night, 12th of March.
Oponu,
he cursed at me as I ran out, banging the door. Look at my life. Chai, me that boy used to chase that year. I am now sleeping in the parlor in my so-called husband's house. It is only God that can save me like this. So. The house had 4 rooms. It was a duplex. Bola held the key to the remaining 2 spare rooms and our daughter Jumoke slept in one. I couldn't go to sleep with Jumoke because she will know I and her dad fought. It was also her birthday, so why spoil it? I would just run away from this place because I cannot come and die like this. I have tried getting a divorce now for a year, but Bola has refused to sign. His family has power and influence, and his mother said I was a prostitute and I only married her son for his money. Hey, Allah, how much does this one have a job?
Banke, you're not going anywhere. You're not going to put my family in shame. When things were good, you were with Timo, eating his money. Now he's going through a tough phase in his life and you cannot even be there for your own husband. Ha! Those were the words she poured out at me when I reported her son to her and asked for a divorce in front of him and his family.
Mommy, Bola has turned me into a punching bag. This one is not just tough face. It will kill me, I had replied.
Small slap, it will kill you, his senior sister said to me. Share the money you have spent on you is not bigger than the slap. Why you do like you came from a good home and they didn't used to beat you when you were small? Help me ask her, oh, his mom added. It was a family of witches and wizards, and they were out to suck my blood.
Mommy, I am not Bola's therapist. He has anger issues. I can't deal with it.
It is your father that will have anger issues, she had said, interrupting me. Bye-bye. God punish you, stupid girl. Now I know why he beats you. You have a loose tongue and you deserve everything.
Mommy, what has my father got to do with this? What about his drinking and smoking problems? How is that my loose mouth? I said, getting up.
If you don't sit your ass down now, I will land you a dirty slap.
Bola finally spoke. I sat down slowly as tears welled in my eyes. Everywhere was quiet. I want to go home, I murmured.
Leave here now. Leave here, let me see you, he shouted.
This your wife is an English chao.
The elder sister was so irritating. She had been in 4 failed marriages, so it was like she was out for mine.
Shewa,
I shouted, and that was how Bola got up to slap me.
You wanted to be mad, Abi?
He shouted, standing over me. I was still sitting. I covered my face, crying softly. If I dared raise my face, I knew another slap would land on my cheek.
You have lost your respect, Abi. Who is Shewa?
He barked.
It is my older sister you are calling Shewa. You are mad. Oretipe. You are mad, I swear. In fact, let's be going home,
he shouted, walking towards the door. Ah, mommy, I dropped on my knees. Sister Shewa, Echo. I'm sorry. Please, please. Don't let Bola take me home in this state, please, I begged, putting my hands together to show I was really sorry. I was terrified. If Bola carried me home in this state, he would kill me.
Shey, you wanted to go home,
Chera had said, eyeing me. Adje, they will beat you like a witch. She got up from her seat and climbed the stairs. Her mother followed her, leaving I, Bola, and his little sister Toby. Bola looked at me. I stared at the floor shivering. I knew I was dead that day.
Mommy, mommy!
I rubbed my eyes and opened it. I saw a blurry figure and things became clearer as I blinked.
Mommy!
Jumoke, baby. I lifted my now 6-year-old daughter and attacked her with kisses. She giggled as I tickled her under her armpit. Happy birthday, my darling.
Thank you, mommy,
she said. Had a fight with daddy again? She asked. No, my love.
So why did you sleep in the sitting room?
I wanted the AC, and it didn't, so I had to come here. I lied, smiling at her. She was smart, very smart. She knew I had lied, but I guess she just wanted to play along.
Why does he keep the keys of the other room? He can let you have one.
From the sound of her voice, I knew she was sad. Jumoke, let's forget about everything today. Just for today, please. She nodded. She was my little princess. The only one that I really cared about. My mother used to be one of those people. But she betrayed me. She sold me to slavery because of money. God forbid. We could hear Bola coming down the stairs. He was buttoning his pajama shirt as he came down the stairs.
Good morning, Daddy, Jumoke murmured.
Bola walked towards us and lifted Jumoke. She giggled. How's my big girl doing? I looked at them. Oh, how I wish Bola was not just the devil he was. Look at how beautiful they looked, I thought to myself. He dropped her back down and faced me. How was your night? He asked me, smiling like nothing happened. It was fine, I answered immediately, turning my eyes away from his gaze. Jumoke, shall you follow me to the kitchen? Let's make breakfast for your daddy, I asked her, getting up from the couch. No, she won't, Bola answered. You can go in and make a meal for us, he said. Jumoke looked at him with a frown on her face. He smiled back. Birthday girl should not be working. I walked into the kitchen to make pancakes. I had ordered the cake and other birthday packages for Jumoke. I didn't tell her or Bola. It was my little secret.
Daddy, I want to stay with mommy, I heard Jumoke say. She'll be bored in there.
Okay, you can go, he said. I let out a sigh in the kitchen. I was happy she was coming to me. She shouldn't be with that devil. The thought of him was making me go crazy. He should die because that is what he deserves. He should just fall from the stairs one day and die. Or better still, he should just slum in the bedroom and die. He should just die, Sha. I remember when I was pregnant after Jumoke. Bola! I screamed, running down the center table with my protruding belly. Bola, Echo! I will not do it again! Ah, yay! I fell. Bola ran towards me and started kicking me. Bola! Ah! Help me! Help! I cried. He didn't stop. He kept hitting me everywhere, including my belly. You want to show yourself a bee? Foolish human! Ingrate! I would deal with you! He had said. That night was my worst night on earth. That night, I lost my boy. I took my eyes away from the journal and stared at Mama. She was watching me read quietly all through. There were tears in her eyes.
Banke, so Bola killed your child. My grandson.
You did not say.
Ah, my God.
Mama, would you have believed me?
Eh?
I asked, crying. I couldn't hold it anymore.
Sheba, I told you about was cheated by him and his family.
What did you do?
You took their side.
Money over blood,
Mama.
Yabanke. Mama bowed her head. She kept her two hands on her head and cried, nodding left and right. I said, sniffing. I stared at her as she acted her drama in front of me. Where was she when I needed this drama? Where? I bent my head and kept my focus back on the journal and read. The bell rang. I sent Jumoke purposely to open the door. I was very sure it was the surprise cake I had ordered. Happy birthday! I ran out of the kitchen to see my mother-in-law, and Bola's sisters. Jumoke jumped with joy.
Grandma!
She shouted, hugging Bola's mom, then my mom.
Aunt Sarah, Auntie Toby!
She was so happy. I smiled as they walked into the sitting room. My mother had a birthday cake in her hand. She smiled at me. I went over to meet her and carry the cake from her. Why did you not tell me you were coming? I whispered into her ears.
If I did, it would be a surprise again, she said with a wink.
I didn't prepare food for you people. I made just pancakes, and you know how Bola's mom is.
She's the one who said it should be a surprise so she will understand, she said, chuckling as she walked away to meet the rest of them.
Mama didn't see these things. She was so gullible, so naive. She just wanted to belong.
Babe, come and serve breakfast,
Bola called as I walked into the kitchen. I came out with plates of pancakes and syrup. It wasn't enough, so I served Jumoke, my mom, Bola's mom, and Auntie Shewa. I will go and make more, I said to the rest of them seated on the dining table. I didn't know you were all coming, I added. I turned to go back to the kitchen when Bola's mom called me back.
Come. Why are you serving pancakes? Are we already too small, Abby?
Mommy, it's not like that. I was not told that you were coming. I can go and prepare something else.
So I have to tell you before coming to my son's house. You must be mad.
I am not saying that. Let me go and prepare.
But Yabola, you didn't tell how we were coming now.
My mother interrupted, trying to defend me.
Excuse me? This is my son's house. I will visit how I want.
Like mother, like daughter. Bola's mom hissed.
Mommy, you don't have to be rude to my mother, I said.
Abi, you're stupid.
Say this gutter child, Bola's mom shouted. I will give you a dirty slap now.
I looked at Jumoke at the end of the table. She stared at me with her big shiny eyes. They were spoiling her day already. All these unwelcome visitors.
Banke, oh yeah, knee down to mama and say sorry.
My mother begged me.
Yabola, please forgive us.
I looked at her as she went on her knees. So pathetic.
Banke, go on your knees, she shouted. Mama, please get up. Please, I begged. Stop all this. Please, mama.
My mother didn't get up. Instead, she crawled to the side of Bola's mom and cried at her feet.
My daughter is young and naive. Please forgive her. Please.
She cried.
Mama! I shouted. The embarrassment was just too much. Dide! She got up slowly, shaking and crying. She raised her head slowly and gave me a slap. This is how you want to embarrass me, Abi? What have I not done for you, eh? Omolara Adeoye, eh? My mother shouted, carry your disgusting family drama out of my face. Bola's mother spoke. I looked at her with so much anger and hatred. Don't be disrespecting my mom in front of me, oh. I have taken enough from you people. Don't disrespect my mother. Bola's mom looked at Shewa, then at Bola. See the thing you married, she said, pointing a finger at me and eyeing Bola. The scum. Bola stared at me. I knew it. I was going to get the beating of my life. Mama, he spoke gently. Don't be angry. Eh-eh-oh, Shewa shouted. We won't sit here and watch this good-for-nothing witch talk to our mother like that. This village nobody. Mommy, let's go, she shouted, getting up from the dining. Bola frowned at me. Jumoke just sat still. She had dried tear stains on her face. Her eyes were red, and she had a runny nose. Iyabola stood up and followed Shewa. So did Toby. That one never said a word. Mumu. You see what you have cursed? Do you see what you have done? My mother said to me. Iyabola, hold on, let me go with you. My mother was such an embarrassment. She saw this and still chose them because of how much. Kai, poverty is a bastard. Don't bother coming, Bola's mom said to her. Stick to your daughter. Wretched should go with wretched. We will let you know when we need to clean the house, she said. My eyes were wide open. I don't understand. Okay, but my mama answered to my surprise. Wait, you clean their house too? I asked her. Ah, mama, Banke! Bola called my name from behind. Upstairs, he said. I looked at Jumoke. She nodded, no. I will be going. Go and answer your husband. No, mama. Don't go, I said, holding her hand. He will beat the life out of me. He will kill me. Mama eyed me and removed her hand with force. You are an idiot. Tufiakwa. You have such a good man and you chose to say different stories about him because he wasn't there when you fell from the stairs and had a miscarriage. 3 years ago, Banke, you have allowed all forgiveness and evil take over your heart. What do you choose to gain? Mama asked me, crying. I cried so bad. Even my mother does not believe me. Exactly, Mama, I said, crying. What do I have to gain? Nothing. Why don't you believe me? Am I not your child? Diabake! Mama looked at me from head to toe. He said I fell from stairs, I rhetorically asked, laughing in between my tears. Her Bola has ruined my life. Oh, Mama, if you live here now, one of us will die today. Me or Bola? Mama stared at me with disgust. She picked her bag and stormed off. I fell on the couch crying. It wasn't up to 2 minutes before Bola came from behind and dragged me by my blouse. He slapped me so hard and I fell to the floor. Mommy! Jumoke shouted, running towards us. She stood over me and knelt down. Daddy, please! She cried. He shoved her off and she fell to the ground. I quickly got up to pick her. Bala dragged me by my hair as I got up and took me up the stairs. Do you okay? I shouted as I was dragged upstairs. I stared at my daughter's body lying on the cold tiles. She didn't move. Do you okay? Bala, you have killed my child again. Do you okay? Bala dragged me to the room and flung me on the floor. You are crazy, Banke, and I will deal with you today. He took out his belt and flogged me. I shouted and screamed for help. He stopped to take off his shirt as he was sweating, and that was my chance to run. I took my last strength and pushed him to the bed as his head was covered in his polo, and I ran to the kitchen. Bala followed behind, chasing me. I got to the kitchen and tried to close the door. Bala struggled with me. He was way too powerful. He pushed the door open with force. My head hit the sink. I struggled to get up. I was breathing so slow. I'm going to die today. I crawled slowly and Bola walked majestically behind me. My hand picked a weapon and I turned immediately to him. If you come close, Bola, I will kill you. He had a smirk on his face. The psychopath. He took a step closer. I'm warning you. I will kill you, I shouted. He took another step. A bullet was sent to his chest. I gasped, shaking as the knife I held fell to the floor. Bola staggered and fell to the ground. That was when I saw her, Jumoke, standing with a gun in her hand. Couldn't believe my eyes. My princess. Banke, Mama called me as I closed the journal. Tears dropped from my eyes to the table. Banke, she cried. Because I had no one to talk to, I always wrote. I said, cried. My journal was the only thing that took in my words and didn't spit it out on me. Writing comforted me. Nobody was supposed to know. Nobody was supposed to read this. Ah, Mama, you have to take care of my baby girl. If you owe me anything, pay me with her. I dropped my head on the table, crying seriously. Mama was crying too. Banke, Mama stammered, sniffing and crying.
The bonding don't end, though. Visiting day is over.
A female officer shouted in the middle of the room. An official walked up to my table with handcuffs to take me back to the cell. I was still crying.
Take care of my princess,
I shouted as the officer took me away. I cried, looking at Mama. They were ringing the bell for prisoners to go in.
Banke!
Mama shouted, running after me. I looked at her. Two female officers held her down and I could see her crying and struggling.
Banke!
She shouted. The bell was too loud and more officers had entered to put her down. I kept looking as I walked further with the officer at my back shouting at me to move forward. My mother was saying something. She was shouting, trying to tell me something. But I couldn't hear because of the bell they rang. I read her lips. Jumoke is dead.